My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Twitter. Go ahead and vote for it if you want. It says, Cleveland fans, would you have rooted for a Team USA Olympic football team, ... if Ben Roethlisberger was on that team? So far, 55.7% saying yes. It's a little closer than I'd like it to be. I'd like it to be 100%. Sorry, it's Team USA, guys. We have to put aside our differences for Team USA. Okay, fine. Go right. There's people in this room who disagree.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that people would go, Ben Roethlisberger is... my hatred for Ben Roethlisberger is more important than my patriotism.
I don't think... That, and maybe this is something you come to realize when you're watching Team USA and the amount of people rooting against the basketball team.
Yeah.
Like, you're not rooting against, like, we're watching wrestling right now.
I'm not rooting against this woman.
You're not rooting.
You have no clue who the other person is, though, too.
You don't know anything about any of these people involved. Maybe there were some people that were rooting against Noah Lyles because of how flamboyant, how outspoken, how controversial
he was. Arrogant.
But there were other Americans involved. So you could just root for the other Americans. Mm-hmm. In the end, you're rooting, like in the 200, I think that Bednarik was the silver medalist in the 200. So you still have
a lot of the same people
out.
Who were ripping Simone Biles back at the Tokyo Olympics were then saying how much of a hero she was this time. That's why you got to remain consistent.
You think she turned people around over the last...
God, I hope so, because it was ridiculous last time. And of course, she's great at what she does, for the love of God.
I do think that the one thing you definitely notice is any of these famous... They do say there are consequences to like speaking up on things. Some of these athletes that were around 4 years ago, like Simone Biles, like LeBron James, have been very political or have gotten political at times on social media. And therefore, there are Americans who are rooting against them because they don't like their politics, which I think is so silly. Like, why would you root against Team USA? Like, we have an understanding. Like, the Cleveland Browns have both Democrats and Republicans on the team, right? They have Democrats, Republicans coaching the team.
Libertarians. They got Green parties.
Yeah, why would that make a difference? Why would you root against them? You're high-fiving people in the stands that don't think politically the same way you do.
I don't know.
So I that never made sense to me. But I do think people feel different about Team USA because if you are an NBA diehard basketball fan, you root against guys. You hate guys. You hate guys on the other team. This is the one city in the country that hated Steph Curry. I mean, he had no hatred anywhere else. Now, I think he is pretty likable, and in Team USA, he'd been struggling. Yesterday, when he's hitting threes, he's amazingly entertaining. Like, I don't see how you could root against that. LeBron is another animal. He just has a lot of guys that hate him. They just have a lot of guys that hate him, and they don't feel like they need the Team USA gold. And we've talked to those people. There are people who are like, I don't care if the basketball team's supposed to win. Anything short of dominating every game by 30 points is going to be an embarrassment.
Well, I put it aside because it's still to me, it's a point of pride. It's an easy, this word has become ugly over the last how many years, but it's an easy nationalist type of way to have. I think patriotism is a little different here because, like, a guy like Owen is a patriot. I'm not a patriot like Owen is. I adore America, but I didn't lay it on the line. Owen did. That's the difference. And to me, it's an easy thing where it's like, hey, it's us against them. You know, hopefully nothing terrible happens here, but it's like, all right, we can go out and hopefully prove that we're amongst the best in the world or very much the best in the world. And so for basketball feels like it's our sport. It is our sport, for crying out loud. And the rest of the world has done what they can to catch up in basketball. And we're seeing great basketball from all over the world. Not just Nikola Jokic, but you see the Serbian games where, I mean, they're setting fires in the stands for crying out loud. I mean, they're obsessed with it. It is a raucous crowd. And so to beat Serbia yesterday, that was a good moment. And to come from behind and do it. And I think that matters. And so, I've hated Steph Curry for a long time. Sports hated Steph Curry. There's obviously a lot of respect there. And I've sports hated Ben Roethlisberger to a point that I really don't like him as a person, to be honest with you, in a lot of ways. But hell, I would want Team USA to do well if Ben Roethlisberger were playing quarterback for Team USA.
So you could fight. What you're saying is,
I've worked myself into a shoot over Ben Roethlisberger, but I still have to set that aside and want what's best for Team USA and our game.
What you're saying is you could see a scenario where you're watching Big Ben and you're fist pumping when he throws a touchdown pass.
Yeah.
You could see yourself doing that.
I hate to say it, but yeah. Yeah. I don't want to admit it.
Like, so your hatred for him
weird.
Is not visceral then. I think a lot of Browns fans have visceral hatred for him.
No, because my country supersedes that. And so there's a pride of our country. Getting through to certain people?
You think
people
root for Team USA teams harder than they do the Browns?
No.
I don't think they do at all.
No.
So that's what I'm saying.
But
I do not think your love for the United States team, like, yes, the country, you love the country. But the teams that assemble every 4 years, I don't think you feel the same way about them that you do the Cleveland Browns.
No, I don't.
Well, so that's why I'm saying.
But
it doesn't supersede it. You're just admitting it. You're admitting that your hatred for the Steelers is greater than your love for some team that got together in 4 years, they threw together and wouldn't participate.
Yeah, but there's still fair enough that you made a great point there. But I do feel a point of pride that if we were the best in the world at the sport I love, as a team with Americans, yes, I would be rooting heavily for the Americans. I want them to do well. Now, if it were Team USA versus the Browns, which I don't know on what planet it would be, and now we're just doing whataboutism.
Yeah. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But yeah, I guess there would be some sort of a conversation to have there. But I think it would turn into, hey, I got guys who are, like Myles Garrett would definitely be playing for Team USA. I would want Myles Garrett to be doing well against God knows who. Amari Cooper might play for Team USA. A healthy Nick Chubb would definitely be on Team USA, right? So you would get all that. And yeah, if Ben Roethlisberger was handing off to Nick Chubb 4 years ago or something, it would be a thing where I'd be rooting for Team USA. I wouldn't root for Canada against Ben Roethlisberger or Mexico or Japan or anywhere else.
Yeah, that's the other part of the rivalry that gets interesting when they put these athletes together, is that like we want the Browns to hate the Steelers. And that's one of the reasons people say that Myles Garrett situation with Mason Rudolph brought back some of the rivalry, because there was real hatred that we didn't see. We saw lip service to that hatred. We didn't really see it. We finally saw it again.
Yeah.
But now, if you have to put them together on a Team USA, you know, are they going to still hate each other when they go play if they hung out in the Olympic Village for 2 weeks?
That's why Isaiah Thomas should have been on Team USA, because then we would have had an answer to that years later during sports talk radio arguments. Jay in Erie, Pennsylvania, he's listening on the Free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if people are rooting for the Americans to lose. It's just hard to get into the basketball when they were, what, almost a 20-point favorite, and they're down by 13 to a team that has two NBA players involved. It's just hard to get into the basketball when Team USA should be blowing people out by 20, 25 points.
When they start coming back, though, I feel it's easy for me to get into it. No?
Yeah, but they called the comeback legendary. Yeah, how can you call it legendary?
But did you not root for them because they were down 20 points or down 13 points?
No. Certainly, definitely not rooting for them to lose, but I certainly wouldn't call the comeback legendary when you were almost 20.
Yeah, well, Jay, I would say this, though. I mean, do you remember the 08 team that had LeBron, Melo, Wade, Kobe? Do you remember that team and how, you know, they were definitely worried they would lose to Spain? I think they had a game against Argentina. No matter what, FIBA, just by virtue of FIBA being FIBA, you could have a team of all NBA players. They can struggle in a half. They definitely can. If you don't shoot the ball well, it's a different game than the NBA. You can't just roll out the ball, especially, I mean, Serbia, they have played together since they were children. These United States guys, they just kind of throw them together. They wanted to do a team, you know, Jerry Colangelo tried to build a program, but it's just unrealistic considering these guys do other things in the offseason. Like, so the other teams have the advantage of being able to play together.
Jay, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-00. What? Go ahead.
I get what he's saying, though. That is what I hear. I hear from my friends, we're supposed to win every game by 30. And I'm like, you really don't know FIBA. The rules are different. It's not just shoot a bunch of three-pointers. You actually do have to have inside play. Can be mucked up.
I should have asked Jay this question, because was it Kevin Durant who's called it legendary? I think he said the word legendary in the clip of their comeback. That shows you, like, we don't know, like, we know Nikola Jokic and one other guy from Serbia, right? They have a different amount of respect. Like, I think that's what, I know Kevin Durant's going after people on Twitter right now, like, as I say these words, but I think that they have a different level of respect of it, where, yeah, they're going to call it legendary, because to them, this is very inside basketball stuff. This is very, like, behind the gate, gatekeeper, NBA guy stuff. That's why, again, Jason Tatum's not playing, and a lot of people are upset about that, because this is LeBron's final Olympics, probably Steph's, definitely Kevin's. That's it. And so those guys are trying to leave behind a legacy where someday they're probably telling Jason Tatum, it's going to be your last Olympics, and there's going to be guys on the bench that they're going to have to wait their turn. It's the whole Caitlin Clark argument, is it not? Is it really not? I mean, I could make every argument in the world and be right that Jason Tatum's better than most of the guys on the floor for Team USA, just like I can try to make the argument for Caitlin Clark being better on the floor than any of the women out there. But there is a gatekeeper aspect of the legacies being left, because it's very insider basketball stuff, because this is one of the representation of all of us. They'll break off. It's the Cavs. It's the Warriors. It's so-and-so and so-and-so. This is all of them together for the good of their sport against the rest of the world, who are trying to take over their sport in so many words. Brett and Chesterland, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you? Great show. Ken, question for you.
Yeah.
You mentioned when you were talking about Team USA and if Ben Roethlisberger is the quarterback. And let me say this. I'm a Browns fan. You said you don't like him because of personal reasons, things that he did. So what do you think about Deshaun Watson then? I mean,
Well, my reasons I don't like Ben Roethlisberger is because he trolls Browns fans.
Okay, so it's got nothing. It has nothing to do with the allegations that were brought against him.
What's been adjudicated has been adjudicated with Ben Roethlisberger. My whole point is that he said he grew up a Browns fan. He didn't grow up a Browns fan. He's trolled Browns fans his entire career. That's why I don't like Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, that's that. I just wanted some clarification.
Brett, you wanted to get me, didn't you?
I just don't think it's easy.
I mean, he's dominated a Cleveland team like no other athlete has dominated a Cleveland team. I mean, even Michael Jordan struggled more against Cleveland teams than what Ben Roethlisberger did.
Stay there. I want to get to some of you guys here. 216-474-0092. Can you put personal sports hate aside to root for your team in the country?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.